I haven't been here in a while, man. Living out in Los Angeles now, L.A., or as I call it, Hell-A. And I just like getting out of there at any point, you know, just to go anywhere, you know, for the weather. So they don't have fucking weather there, you know. Hot and sunny every day. Today, hot and sunny in L.A. Yesterday, hot and sunny. Every day, hot and sunny. And they love it. Isn't it great? Every day, hot and sunny. Hot and sunny every day. Isn't that neat? What are you, a fucking lizard? Only reptiles feel that way about this kind of weather. You know, I'm a mammal. I can afford scarves, coats, cappuccino, and rosy-cheeked women, and all are available for sale on the streets of New York. Now, where I will soon be returning, because L.A. is a nightmare city, and the sooner it falls into the ocean due to a major earthquake and is flushed away like the turd city it is into the Pacific Bowl, the better this world will be. Thank you. Good evening. Yes, good evening. How are you tonight? Good. Thank you. The comedy of hate. Join me. It's the newest thing. Join me. Hello. Spreading Christmas cheer. Welcome. Oh, won't we party hard when L.A. goes kersplash. Oh, grin from ear to fucking ear, won't we? L.A. fell in the ocean. There is a God. He loves us all so much. L.A. is a nightmare place, man. You always meet this one guy out in L.A. He's a real smarmy guy. He always says this. Yeah, I love calling back east January 1st. What are y'all doing? Snowed in, huh? Bummer. Me? I'm out by the pool! What a dick this guy is. That's why I used to love to call L.A. when I lived in New York. What are y'all doing? Talking to TV producers, huh? Bummer. Me? I'm reading a book. Yeah, we're thinking back east. Yeah, we're evolving. Is that the big one I hear in the background? Bye, you lizard scum. Bye. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. Oh, it's gone. All the shitty shows are gone. All the idiots screaming in the fucking wind are dead. I love it. Leaving nothing but a cool, beautiful serenity called Arizona Bay. Oh, that's right. When L.A. falls in the fucking ocean and is flushed away, all that will leave is Arizona Bay. So anyway, L.A., man. L.A., what a nightmare place. Home of the pedestrian right-of-way law. You ever heard of this law? It's true. Pedestrian right-of-way law. What this law is, believe this or not, it's absolutely true. If a pedestrian decides to cross a road in L.A. at any point, any time, or anywhere on the road. I mean, if they're just walking along, I want to be over there now. Step in road. Every car, by law, has to stop. And let this person cross the fucking road. Love to see those fuckers try that around here. Wouldn't that be fun? Some L.A. tourist here and stepping in the road. We just speed up, turn our wipers on, you know. Dunch, 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 dunch. Bad call, brother. No great loss. He was from Los Angeles. Stupidest fucking law. How many of y'all wondered like I did during the L.A. riots when those people were being pulled out of their trucks and beaten half to death? How many of y'all wondered like I did? Step on the fucking gas, man. They're on foot. You're in a truck. I think I see a way out of this. It's that pedestrian right-of-way law. Gang of youth stepped in front of their trucks, Molotov cocktails, clubs in hand, every one of these California idiots. Freeze frame. Dun, 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 dun. That fucking Reginald Denny, that truck driver, never gonna stop again, I guarantee you. Can be an old woman with a baby carriage crossing the road. He says, not today, lady, not today. Tried stopping once. Didn't work out too well for me. Some of y'all may have caught me getting my ass kicked on the news. Go ahead and mail that $25 ticket to me, brother. I'll take that over the 2,500 stitches I had in my left fucking cheek. That poor guy, Reginald Denny. Jesus. Everyone, all over the world, people watch this guy get his ass kicked repeatedly. And everyone in the fucking world in every country was thinking the same thing. Step on the goddamn gas. What are you doing? Every French people, why you not step on the petrol? The petrol. The truck, the Mack truck surely outrun the gang of people, right? You could have avoided all this with just one little like that. You're through them at that point. Tap the fucking pedal. Shiny. Why you not step on gas? Why you... Man. I bet you anything that Reginald Denny is an exemplary employee at that trucking service he works at, man. His boss is thrilled to have him now. Wow, it's Reginald. Here again, ahead of schedule. Unbelievable. He's ahead of schedule every run he makes now. It's as though he ain't stopping out there. Incredible. I'd love to give him a raise, but every time I run up to the cab, he starts backing away. He seems rather skittish. I was over in England. I went over to England the day the L.A. riots occurred. I left L.A. the day the L.A. riots occurred. Unbelievable timing. I left L.A. Bye, Bill. Enjoy England. I will. Y'all have fun while I'm gone. We will, Bill. Bye. I land at Heathrow Airport 11 hours later, pass a newspaper stand. L.A. burns to ground. Holy shit. Did I leave a cigarette lit? How much are these? Let's see if my picture's in here, man. It's literally the timing. And I'm over there in England, you know, trying to get news of the riots, you know, and all these Brit people are trying to sympathize with me. Oh, Bill, crime is horrible. Bill, if it's any consolation, crime is horrible here too. Shut up. This is Hobbiton and I'm Bilbo Hicks, okay? This is the land of fairies and elves. You do not have crime like we have crime. I appreciate you trying to be, you know, diplomatic, but you had to see English crime. If only we had crime like this, you know. It's hilarious. You don't know if you're reading the front page or the comic section over there. I swear to God. I read an article, front page of the paper one day in England. Yesterday, some hooligans knocked over a dustbin in Shaftesbury. The hooligans are loose. The hooligans are loose. What if they become ruffians? Hate to be a dustbin in Shaftesbury tonight. No one knows what it's like to be a dustbin in Shaftesbury with hooligans. The hell are you talking about? Hooligan, ruffian? Speak English. It's Crip. Blood. I mean, I'm sure it's a serious thing, hooligans, but it just sounds stupid, doesn't it? Picture a bunch of pale guys with penny loafers and no socks. We're the hooligans. Hey, you fucker, come here. Nope, got to catch us. You corner me, I might become a scallywag. Yeah, doesn't sound scary at all, does it? They have proper crime there. Yeah, I'd love to put the hooligans up against the Bloods in L.A. That would be a short gang battle. We're the hooligans. Or something. I didn't catch it all. Motherfucker danced up to me and patted me on the head. A pale motherfucker. Look at that thing. This wouldn't be a long gang battle. I'm betting on the Bloods. I was over there when all the riots were occurring, man. It was really strange. And I got to see while I was over there footage of the Rodney King trial, which I had never seen while I was here. I saw footage over there of the Rodney King trial. I think I figured out why the LA riots occurred. Did you guys see these cops testifying, man? Do these guys have balls or what, man? These guys carry their balls in a wheelbarrow, man. Excuse me. Man with big balls is here to testify. Place your right testicle on the Bible. This guy, Officer Coon. Is life too fucking weird or what? Officer Coon looks in the camera and actually says, "Oh, that Rodney King beating tape? It's all in how you look at it." Courtroom murmurs, "Jesus, what balls." I've never seen balls of this magnitude. He must have a specially fitted uniform in which to place these large testicles. That's incredible. All in how you look at it, Officer Coon. That's right. It's how you look at the tape. Well, would you care to tell the court how you're looking at that? Yeah, okay, sure. It's how you look at it. to take. For instance, well, if you play it backwards, you see us help King up and send him on his way. Not guilty. Excuse me. Man with big balls has just been acquitted. And I watch all the news reports, you know. Today, Officer Coon, Officer Nigger Hater, and Officer Keep Darky Down were acquitted on all racist charges. Here's Tom with the weather. Hi, Susie. It's 420 degrees Fahrenheit here in South Central L.A. right now. Probably a good time to get out of the fucking city, Susie. There's gust of lead coming up sunset. And then President Bush came out and said, you know, not to worry, the justice system wasn't done with those cops yet. Yeah. In fact, Bush called together a special committee made up of the surviving members of the Warren Commission to review all the evidence. Yeah. Yeah. They came up with the magic baton theory. One baton blow just went out of hand. Shit, it's bouncing off his head. Help! Would you believe I'm trying to stop it? Help me! Help me! Getting my big balls away from that stick. Officer, keep Darky down. Get Officer Nigger Hater to help you. Come on, Officer Coon. Well, I love talking about Kennedy assassination, man. That's my favorite topic. You know why?
Why?
Because to me, it's a great archetype example of how the totalitarian government who rules this planet partitions out information in such a way that we, the masses, are forced to base our conclusions on erroneous... Oh, I'm sorry, wrong meeting. Thought this was the meeting at the docks, no? Oh, shit, that's tomorrow night. All right. Everyone followed that. That's the frightening fucking thing. Everyone here is going, huh? God damn it, are we that cynical? Yes, we are, Bill. We will take any blow you give us. Go! We too will be at the meeting at the docks tomorrow, you fucker. But I love Kennedy, man. I was just down in, in Dallas, and, you know, you can go to the sixth floor of the School Book Depository. Do you know it's a museum called the Assassination Museum? Do you know that? True. I believe, named that after the assassination. I can't be sure of the chronology here, but it's really weird. You can actually, they have the window set up to look exactly like it did on that day. And it's really accurate, you know, because Oswald's not in it. Yeah, so. I don't know who did their research, but I'm talking painstaking detail. It's true, man. It's called the Sniper's Nest, and it's all glassed in with the boxes sitting there. You can't actually get to the window. And the reason they did that, of course, they didn't want thousands of American tourists getting to that window each year, you know, going, there's no fucking way! I can't even see the road! Oh my God, they're lying! It's a giant totalitarian government that rules the planet via the airwaves, partitioning off information in such a way... There's no fucking way, man. Not unless Oswald was hanging by his toes upside down from the ledge. Surely someone would have seen this. Either that or some pigeons grabbed onto him and flew him over the motorcade. You know, there was rumors of anti-Castro pigeons seen drinking in bars the night before the assassination. Someone overheard them saying, coup, coup. All right. Don't get on your we hate puns high horse. Fuck you. That is the best goddamn pun you will ever hear. Well, it's kind of a rotten trick to make a pun out of that one. Jacking with it, man. But you know, Oswald. I tell you, it's interesting, man, talking about Kennedy assassination. Because to me, it really is. It's an incredible example of something. I don't know what yet. It's pretty engrossing to me. But people's attitudes, it's just incredible to me, you know? People come up to me, Bill, quit talking about Kennedy, man. Let it go. It's a long time ago. Would you just forget about it? I'm like, okay, then don't bring up Jesus to me. As long as we're talking shelf life here. Bill, you know, Jesus died for you. Yeah, it was a long time ago. Let it go. Forget about it. How about this? Get Pilate to release the fucking files. Quit washing your hands and release the files, Pilate. Who else was on that grassy Golgotha that day? Oh, yeah, the three Roman peasants with the $100 sandals. Yeah, right. So what else happened, man? I'm over in fucking England, and Bush fucking loses. Must have been a secret. It must have been a Secret Service plot to keep me out of the country the night he lost. Protect Bush, you know, his eardrums from shattering when I shrieked with fucking laughter. He's dead, it's dead, the Republican beast is fucking dead. 12 years of that rampaging Republican fucking elephant beast finally brought to its knees. Yes, you're dead, you fucker, you fuck, you're dead. We hate you, now do you know it? Now do you feel it? Feel the fucking hate, feel it, call off your dogs. Call your little Vietnamese pot-bellied Rush Limbaugh back to your fold, you demon fuck. Bring Pat Buchanan back. Call him back. You're lost. Finally, the Republican beast elephant brought to its fucking knees. Because I feel like me and my friends and all the artists in the fucking country were like little pygmy tribes shooting darts at that elephant for 12 years. And finally... do our little pygmy dance. Boy, I tell you, politics does make for strange bedfellows. That's true, man. I read a quote in the paper 2 days after the election from Saddam Hussein, and he said, well, they had to wait 2 days to get a quote from him, you know. They had to wait for him to quit gut laughing. Some bunker in Baghdad, you know.
The elephant is dead.
Saddam Hussein says in this quote, "We have nothing against America. We just want to see George Bush beheaded and his head kicked down the road like a soccer ball." And I was thinking, that's so weird, because that's what I wanted to see. Wow, me and Hussein, we're like this. Who would have thunk it? He's a Hitler. You know, they find out, you know, Bush has been selling weapons to Iraq since whenever, and we knew that. I knew that during the Persian Gulf War. Those intelligence reports would come in. Iraq, incredible weapons. Incredible weapons. How do y'all know that? Well, we looked at the receipt. But as soon as that check clears, we're going in. What time's the bank open? 8? We're going in at 9. For God and country, and he's a Hitler, and hey, look, a fetus. So whatever you need, let's go. Whatever you, the apathetic, docile masses, need to get behind. Here, here's a fetus. Come on. Here's a little fetus, look. It's a little fetus. I hate this man all of a sudden. He's holding a little fetus. Tell you one thing, I'm glad fucking Bush lost to get rid of those pro-life fucks off my TV. That little fetus got more TV time than I did last year, goddammit. I don't know who that little fetus's agent is, but goddammit, that little fetus, he was on more TV than me. He has some, you're gonna be big one day, kid, you're gonna be huge. I'm gonna have you swimming in pools of formaldehyde, kid. You're gonna be a big fetus, yeah. I'm gonna have you the wacky next door neighbor fetus, kid. You're gonna be huge. Move out to LA, kid. I'll introduce you to some of Drew Barrymore's children. Yes, come on, let it out. Let it out. Let it out. You know, I'm just so sick of this whole deal of we arm the world, we arm these little countries, and then we send troops over to blow the shit out of them, you know? We're like the bullies of the world right now. Do you know that? We're like Jack Palance in the movie Shane, throwing the pistol at the sheep herder's feet. Pick it up. I don't want to pick it up, mister. You'll shoot me. Look, mister, I don't want no trouble. I just came to town to get some Hard Rock candy for my kids and some gingham for my wife. I don't even know what gingham is, but she goes through about 4 or 5 rolls a week of that stuff. I don't want no trouble, mister.
You all saw him. He had a gun.
Another great thing about Bush being gone, it ends 12 years of fundamentalist Christians in the fucking White House. Thank you, God. Finally, my prayer got through. I was on hold with that prayer for about 8 years with fucking Reagan.
God, help us. God, are you there? Surely this is a really bad fucking joke, God. This B-actor, idiot, fucking illiterate, bozo-looking fuck can't be the president of the country, can he? God, not really. Reach your hands down from the clouds and pinch my butt. Make sure I'm not dreaming!
Finally, my prayer got through. Did y'all know that? You want to hear something absolutely? This is fascinating to me. This is absolutely fascinating. Fundamentalist Christians believe the world is 12,000 years old. Is that? Let's just think about that. Okay, now. Isn't that great? And I ask them, how do you think that? Why do you think the world's 12,000 years old? They go, well, we added up all the people born from Adam and Eve, added up their ages. Roughly 12,000 years. Wow, well, how scientific. Boom, I can't fucking argue with that kind of, you know, research. You think the world's 12,000 years old? That's right. Okay, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
It's a one-word question.
Fine.
Dinosaur. I mean, if the world's 12,000 years old and the Bible covers it, why didn't someone bring up fucking dinosaurs? You think someone would have brought that up somewhere in the goddamn book. And Jesus and the disciples walked down the path towards Nazareth. But oh, the trail was blocked by a giant brontosaurus with a splinter in his paw. And the disciples did run a screaming, what a big fucking lizard lord. I'm sure gonna mention this in my book, said Luke. Well, I'm sure gonna mention it in my book, said Matthew. I'm not sure what I saw, said Thomas. Timothy nudged him. It was a big fucking lizard, Thomas. But Jesus was unafraid, and he took the splinter from the brontosaurus paw, and the brontosaurus became his friend. And Jesus sent him to Scotland, where he lived in a loch, oh, so many years.
attracting fat American families with their fat fucking dollars to look for the Loch Ness Monster. And oh, the Scotch did praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
12,000 years old. I asked this guy, I said, come on, man, dinosaur fossils, what's the deal? He goes, God put those here to test our faith. I think God put you here to test my faith, dude. I think I figured this out. That's what this guy said. Does that bother anyone here? The idea that God might be fucking with our heads? Anyone have trouble sleeping restfully with that thought in their head? God's running around burying fossils.
We'll see who believes in me now. Oh, I'm a prankster god. I am killing me.
You know, you die, you go to St. Peter. Did you believe in dinosaurs? Well, yeah, there's fossils everywhere. What are you, an idiot? God was fucking with you. Giant flying lizard, you moron. That's one of God's easiest jokes. It seems so plausible. Bound for the lake of fire. You ever notice how people who believe in creationism look really unevolved? Eyes real close together, big furry hands and feet. I'll believe God created me in one day. Man, looks like he rushed it. Now we have women priests. What do y'all think of that? Women priests.
Yeah.
I think that's fine, women priests, you know. So what? Now we got priests of both sexes I don't listen to. Fuck, I don't care. Exactly. Have one with three balls and eight titties. I don't fucking care, you know. Have a hermaphrodite one. I don't care. Have one with gills and a trunk. I might go to that service. I don't give a fuck, okay? While I appreciate your quaint traditions, superstitions, and, you know, I, on the other hand, am an evolved being who deals solely with the source of light which exists in all of us in our own minds. No middleman required. But anyway, I appreciate your little games and shit, and you're putting on the tie and going to church. Da, 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 da. But you know, there's a living God who will talk directly fucking to you. Sorry, not through the pages of the Bible that forgot to mention dinosaurs. By the way, if anyone here is in marketing or advertising, kill yourself. Thank you. Just planting seeds. Planting seeds is all I'm doing. No joke here. Really, seriously, kill yourself. You are no rationalization for what you do. You are Satan's little helpers. Kill yourself, kill yourself, kill yourself now. Now, back to the show. Seriously, I know the marketing people, there's going to be a joke coming out. There's no fucking joke. Suck a tailpipe, hang yourself. Borrow a pistol from an NRA buddy. Do something. Rid the world of your evil fucking presence. Okay, back to the show. Planting seeds. They bear fruit? I don't know. Feel better planting. You know what bugs me, though? I know everyone here who's in marketing is now thinking the same thing. Oh, cool. Bill's going for that anti-marketing dollar. That's a huge market. Woo!
Quit it, quit it. Don't turn everything into a dollar sign, please. Ooh, the plea for sanity dollar. Huge, huge market. Look at our research.
You know, and marketing, the most evil concept ever. Like, for instance, I saw this. You know what they do to movies now? This just drives me crazy. They show movies now to test audiences before the movie is released, and then change the movie depending on how these 200 random Yahoos underline Yahoo, point some fingers at it with a big exclamation fucking point. Yeah, fucking who liked it or did not like it. As though we are all the same. As though we have the same taste. As though. For instance, saw a movie this year called Basic Instinct. Now, Bill's quick capsule review.
Piece of shit.
Thank you. That's all it was, by the way. Don't get caught up in the phony hysteria surrounding this
piece of shit
film. Was it too sexist? And what about the... Did you think... You're way off base. You've forgotten how to perceive correctly. Take a deep breath. Watch it again. Hey, it's a piece of shit. Exactly. That's all it ever was
a piece of shit.
I just had to say that and clear it up. This phony hype around this piece of shit film drove me crazy. Anyway, after I saw it about 8 times, come to find out, after seeing this film, all of the lesbian sex scenes, let me repeat this part of the show, all of the lesbian sex scenes were cut out of this film because the test audience was turned off by them. Boy, is my thumb not on the pulse of America. I don't want to seem like Randy Pan the goat boy. That was the only reason I went to that piece of shit film. Sorry. If I had been in that test audience, the only one out front protesting that film would have been Michael Douglas demanding his part be put back in. I swear I was in that movie. I swear I was. Well, gee, Mike, the movie started. Sharon Stone was eating another woman for an hour and a half. Then the credits rolled. I don't remember seeing your scrawny ass. Was that you in the corner when she flipped her over and started eating her butt? Was that? Oh, yeah, you were good. You were really good. I was watching something else, but I saw you real briefly. She flipped her over, opened her teeth, started eating her ass, and I said, was that Michael? Oh, who gives a fuck? Look at that. See, what I'm saying is, it'd be a different film if I was the test audience. That's all I'm trying to get at here. Don't try and talk for me, please. good at, man. I tell you what, I have this new fear. Because I know that I'm in a case of arrested development emotionally. I know that now. Because I realized, you know, like, anyone could go to the video store near my house and see what I've rented the past year, it's fairly frightening, you know? Unbelievable evidence of an emotionally, you know, digression going on here. Porno movies and video games. What am I, 13 emotionally? You know what I mean? I'm sitting there looking at this receipt I got from them. It's like Clam Lappers and Sonic Hedgehog. That was one weekend. That was Easter weekend. Something's going on with me, man. That's a pretty scary way to celebrate the resurrection of Christ, with Clam Lappers and Sonic fucking Hedgehog. You know? My big fear now is I'm going to go rent a porno film at this one store I go to a lot. I'm going to go rent a porno film and take it to the front, you know, and give it to the guy, and he's going to do a little dee, and suddenly, whoop, 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 da na 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 na. You've just rented your millionth porno tape. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Get a picture of him with it. Dee. Anal entry volume 500. He made it through every one of them. Whoop, whoop. Give me the little trophy. Millionth porno tape. Wow, lucky fucking me. And along with Super Mario 2. I wish they combined video and porno. That would be great, man. You know, video games and porno films. I'd have high score on Clam Lappers by now. I wish they did have interactive porno. You know, they come out with this thing now, interactive movies. They're showing it in New York right now. Interactive movie. You watch a movie, and then you determine which way you want the plot to go. This is fucked. This is technology solely for porno films, as far as I'm concerned. You know what I mean? I am so sick of being ripped off. If you got enough courage to make porno films, go ahead and be creative about it. You're already over the, you know, you've jumped the chasm here. We're going to film people fucking and sucking. Cool. Now go crazy. You already made the jump. You are within the Dark Lord's terrain at this point. There's no reason to get coy. You're drugging up runaways down in fucking Sunset Boulevard right now. I don't think you need to have morality plays going on in the porno tape. Go ahead and satisfy my carnal base fucking needs. Interactive porno, that's the future, my friends. And then all dating will be history. Ah, well, backed up. This is backed up Willie talking. I always get my most depressed when I'm backed up.
She's got a broken heart. All that's left is pain. She'd make a brand new start and try.
No, but you know, it's hard to have a relationship in this business, man. You're always traveling, keeping weird hours, you know. It's going to take a very special woman, you know, or a bunch of average ones. Which, I mean, I'm saying that either way. But anyway, I'm reading this article in the paper a few years ago about Ted Bundy. Now, this is absolutely... Listen, they're still cheering for him. Woo! I think you're thinking of a different Ted Bundy here. Not the shoe salesman on the TV show. This is... I don't know what the other connection... Well, this the guy I'm talking about used a shoehorn once, but I won't tell you what for, because... But anyway, Ted Bundy, the mass murderer, is who I'm referring to. If you're going to pick a hero, you know, do your research. Now. No, but anyway, this is absolutely true. If anyone can verify this, it'll help, because it's going to sound absolutely far-fetched. But I read an article in the paper. Ted Bundy's on trial in Florida. On trial, 24 women the guy killed. I don't know. 24 women. He's on trial. The paper says the courtroom is filled with women trying to meet him and give him love letters and wedding fucking proposals. Does anyone remember reading this fucking article? That's enough to continue the bet. Now, if no one had applauded, I'd still be doing it. How? We don't know. You have to rationalize on your feet. All I know is I got a script and I'm heading towards the ending. I will not be stopped. Courtroom filled with women trying to meet Ted Bundy, give him love letters and wedding proposals. This is what the article says. And I'm sorry to say the first thing I thought when I read that was, and I'm not getting laid. What am I doing wrong? You know, a natural question. So I read another article in the paper. Woman is suing the state of Wisconsin. Why would anyone sue the state of Wisconsin? Well, here's one. She married a fella on death row. Why is he on death row? He killed 8 women. She married him. There's more. He has AIDS. Let's up the ante of the story. You wanna? Who wants to still play with my story now? Because I'm upping the ante. He is on death row for killing 8 women. He has AIDS. She married him and is suing the state for the rights of conjugal visits. Now, I'm sorry to say the first thing that crossed my mind when I read that was, man, I'm not getting laid. Hey, what exactly are you ladies looking for here? These guys must have been heavy on the sense of humor thing you seem to love so much in your little ladies' polls. Ted Bundy, that old whip. He's hilarious. Some of the things Ted would do, he kills me. Oh, what a sense of humor he had. I overlooked the mass murder thing because he kept me in stitches. But you know, it's just depressing. You know what I mean? You know, Michael Bolton, Garth Brooks, achy, breaky fucking dick this guy is. Ted Bundy getting wedding proposals. You know, we're fucked up here, man. I guarantee you Satan's going to have no problems on this planet because all the women are going to go, what a cute butt. He's Satan. You don't know him like I do. He's the Prince of Darkness. I can change him. And I bet that's true. I wouldn't put Satan, give Satan a snowball's chance in hell against a woman's ego, man. He'd rule the earth for a day. A week later, we'd see Satan out cutting the lawn. Hey, aren't you Satan? Shut up. Whoa, Mr. Prince of Darkness, you forgot to edge back. Shut up! See him at the supermarket buying tampons, aisle 3. Hey, aren't you Satan? Shut up! You're pussy whipped! You're not Prince of Darkness, you're pussy whipped of darkness. Quit it, I'm Satan. Bullshit. You dropped your tampon, Satan. Well, Jimmy Grant, I hope you enjoyed it. Great to see you, Austin, Texas. You're the greatest town in the world. I hope you enjoy it very much. Thank you. Good night.
Officials say they're not concerned about a series of small tremors along Hollywood 101. Cleanup crews are on the scene and traffic should be back to normal within the hour.
Breaking news, huh, Tom?
Well, it's not my fault, Susie. Uh-oh.
No. Well, she thinks so. I don't. Charlie Hodge. Give him a hand. Charlie Hodge. The man that brings me my scars and my water. Charlie Hodge. Charlie, come out and take a bow, man. Charlie Hodge, ladies and gentlemen. The man that brings me my scars and my water. He's hilarious. He saved my life, too. Many a night I would go in, you know, some little small town, go into some Dilaudid coma on the bathroom floor and beyond unable to get up, I'd be like a doodly bug on his back. And I'd you know, go into a coma, right? And I'd come to, and who'd be straddling my chest wearing a pair of virginal white cotton panties pressed against his hairy belly and two popsicles rubbing against my temple to keep my heart pumping? Charlie Hodge. Charlie Hodge, scars, water, heart pumping, white panty wearing, popsicles sticking in my ear. Charlie, you're a beautiful man. Watch this. This will kill you. He'll do anything. Charlie, come out here with a popsicle stuck in your butt. Come on out. Is he great or what? Charlie Hodge, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Thank you very much.
Stay around. Thank you, Charlie Hodge, right here, right here. Charlie Hodge. Dance like a monkey, Charlie.
Beautiful man, Charlie Hodge. Been together 30 years now, and you know, a lot of people know the story. That early on in my career, I used to have two people, one guy who brought me scarves and another who brought me water. And one day, I was sitting around with Charlie at the Holiday Inn in Iowa, and Charlie said, "E, I just had the most incredible idea." And I said, "Charlie, spit it out."
And he said, "E." I said, "Charlie, I'm right here in the dark, yeah." He said, "E, you know you got two fellas bringing, one bringing you scarves, the other water when you're sweaty brow and your throat gets parched." And I said, "Yeah, Charlie, I'm familiar with the routine." He said, "E, what if, just what if, open your mind real wide, E, and just say, what if one fella was to bring you both scarves and water?" I said, "Charlie, you draw up some fucking blueprints and let's put this plan into work." From that day on, the man who brought me my scarves and my water was Mr. Charlie Hodge. Ladies and gentlemen, give him up, Charlie Hodge. For that, Charlie, I gave gave him a trailer out back in Graceland where he'll live the rest of his life in perpetuity and annuity to raise his little waterhead hillbilly fucks that he's raised through a series of Waffle House waitresses, two-teeth fucking bitches he picks up in every town. Charlie, come on out and take a bow, Charlie. By the way, Charlie, my brow's sweaty, my throat's parched. Bring me, go ahead and bring me scarves and water while you're there, Charlie. Charlie Hodge is a great man, a beautiful man. Scarves and water. He's indispensable on the tour right now. It's around the medley, it's around the trilogy. My brow starts getting really sweaty.
There is a God, he loves us all so much.